evening and aloha, everybody. Welcome again to our Biomat Teleseminar number 2. Tonight's subtitle might be called Living the Better Than Imagined Life You Always Dreamed Of. As we open into our potential here with the Biomat being that incredibly streamlined and joyous new avenue for income and prosperity at every level. I share that from a totally embodied place right now after literally just 10 minutes before we started this call. Somebody called me to purchase a Biomat, and then last night through my website, somebody right around almost midnight, I happened to be on generating some incredible new content for a teleseminar, other teleseminar I'm doing. And they bought a Biomat right then, and we ended up selling 3 Biomats this weekend, me and my partner, at a spiritual conference. So it's just been an incredible, kind of better than imagined relationship with the Biomat that I've been cultivating, and I notice that my energies, because I'm kind of streaming that and holding that awareness with people here on the call and being kind of in that distributor excitement with everybody here, that it literally is generating more prosperity for me. So it really is a testament to how this manifestation skill of coming together and holding each other with this potential to move forward in business and prosperity together is just, it's really coming online, even for me as the facilitator of the conference. So tonight, I want you to all go and get your distributor kit. We're going to need that for the call. We'll be looking at certain materials while we talk tonight. So if you don't have that, let's just, while I'm talking the next couple minutes, go ahead and find that and bring that to you so that we can go through the breakdown of actually have a place in an order on the order form, because some people still have a little bit of questioning about how to put in all those different fields and what the order form is asking for. So we're going to go through that and other practical things this evening, like how the compensation plan works and strategies for placement. So if you would also get your compensation plan detailed breakdown, a little PDF file that I sent everybody, that's going to help too if we have any questions. But first I'd like to start with some more juicy, compelling sharing of the question you were asked in your homework from last week, which is, what is your vision and how do you see your life in the next 1 to 3 years through the new stream of the Biomat coming into your world, and what does it look like and feel to be fully in the grace of this as a new business, as something that is bringing your life into better than imagined expectations? What are your financial goals? And how do you like to be of service with people? Because that's a huge question that points to your central motivation. Because when we tune in with our truly what is motivating us, we get in touch with that realm where our heart totally opens and we have a natural desire to serve people, and people feel that. And so we actually dissolve that barrier between us being a salesperson and us just authentically sharing from our heart this incredible technology. So feel into that. What's your vision? And how are you generating your experience with the Biomat as a business from this place? It's so important. It's really, it's one of the keys that even in this last week, this last literally 48 hours with basically 5 Biomats have just been sold for me. Like, how did that happen? Where did that source from inside me that the outer world manifested the dynamic and joy-felt and authentic place in me that really is able to share from that place, even in a situation that's more formal, like at a booth in a conference, where people naturally feel an opening while I share, because I'm generating true inspiration and excitement inside me that just wants to turn people on to this. And there is no part of me that's entering these relations, these people that come to the booth, with the feeling of need to sell. You see the difference there? It's more about sharing joyously, freedom of with through health. That's what I'm passionate about, is sharing ways to create freedom, health, well-being inside and liberate the body's potential so that we can really live our Dharma, live our passion, each one of us. So these are the key things to tune into: what is motivating you. If your vision is compelling and has a powerful personal story, well, guess what? That is what people feel, and they get excited about that with you. So now's the time to identify what inspires you. Really recognize what drives you is what will keep you motivated. Recognizing what you care about and how selling the biomat complements that is exactly what will keep you motivated to sell it, and not to have that subconscious schism inside that has a split with, like, oh, but I don't want to be that kind of salesperson or archetype. No, this is what really creates that, always continually referring back to your bigger vision, essentially your why I am doing this energetic, will support you to continue to succeed. So getting in tune with what matters to you, that is so important. Right. So remember this as we move into kind of more the marketing aspect of this, that network marketing, for some people, that's like an immediate aversion, both potentially for you, but also for people that are wanting to come in, you know, really actually might want a mat, but they're like, oh, network marketing has gotten a bad rap. And we went over last call why this company and its plan, its network plan, is absolutely different than almost all the other ones, and that it's totally passive and does not require any quotas to be filled by a certain date, or no penalties for not selling. But the key to understand why this as a network marketing business, just to know a little deeper dynamic about network marketing, is that it really is based on relationships and friendships and nurturing and personal development. Because really this is taking the viewpoint that selling is really all about sharing an opportunity and not about making just a sale. And this will be sourced from establishing with the person where you have common value. That's your access point, right? Establishing with the person that you're talking to, what is your line of synergy? What's the common place that you are actually going to be grounded in sharing from a natural place? And finding that place is your job, right? Being open to hearing, listening to them, finding out and recognizing what excites your potential client. That is such a key component, is your listening skills and really having the finesse to open the dialogue and the platform and be more in the listening position, because this is where you're collecting data, so to speak, with where that person is at. And if it truly is coming from a place where you care, then you're actually, your heart is attuned, and you're going to be picking up on much more signals, much more bandwidth of where they're truly coming from, because you're hearing both their words, but you're also tuning in with their heart, and you're hearing behind them their words, who they are as a being and where they're really coming from, what's up for them, what's sourcing them right now. And it's really about getting totally in touch with where you're at, too, to be able to meet them and find the pathway to share about the biomat. For me, I'm always prepared to share on some level with people about this incredible healing tool that I work with. And that's just, it's not that I'm needing to pay lots of attention to that, but that's actually because I've completely embodied that feeling now of that it is a healing tool that I work extensively with for my own liberation, well-being, healing, sense of relaxation and ease in my world, and how things are generating for me. I can truly say that the biomat has really played a part in that. So I'm prepared to share with people about that, and I'm listening for the ways that I can see, like, wow, they could so benefit just like I have from this. Or maybe they have their own stories and reasons why that may not be mine, but I'm attentive to that. Again, those who are still afraid to put on their business costume and be seen in town with it on, soften your idea around how this has to be. Someone in resonance with the gift or the product they are sharing, not selling, they are sharing from their heart because they care. So ask yourself, do you care? Do you care about this from your heart enough to sell? Because that's going to make the difference between you actually trying and you actually being just attuned to the field and just naturally knowing where it's appropriate to share about the biomat. And not all of us are going to find ourselves in as many places to sell the biomat. For instance, there are some of us that are perhaps going to bring this to events and one thing to, even whether it's at events or just in a group situation, you're at a social experience, people ask you what your business is. Try this on. Let them know that your main business is the biomat. This is, of course, maybe especially at events because you really have, you know, you're kind of owning that as why you're there. But really, this can apply to other places too, where you might find yourself in a lucrative social context where people are mingling and they might have the same kind of lifestyle, point of view, alternative viewpoint to health. And somebody asks you what you're doing, you tell them that one of your businesses is the biomat. Well, right there, you've got somebody already asking what you're doing, so they're ready to receive you, and so you can, you just have your first kind of step in the door of sharing with them about what the biomat is and what it's done for you, and then it can go to the conversation of that they might be asking, well, what could it do for me, or oh, they start to share something about their health because you're already on the topic of health. So think about that, even if you have other forms of income, that this might be a way to focus the biomat as becoming a bigger and bigger form of your income. And you want to give them access to the biomat. And if you list off all of your skills and businesses, you may overwhelm them. If you have any part of you that may think this is a potential person or a situation where I might be able to share about the biomat, start to tune in with that as an idea. If people are receptive to learn more about what you do, let them know how they can experience it for themselves. and when you will, you know, offer a demo if you get into that place with them. It's really an appropriate thing if you start to make a connection with somebody who you genuinely feel they're receptive and they're like, oh gosh, it sounds amazing. When you feel that door open and you potentially you have a map that you're willing to loan them, consider that. Sometimes I only have one map, so I'm actually loaning out my own biomap. Usually I have two, and that might not be possible for all of you to consider having two. But even your own, if you're willing to part from it for a while, and my recommendation is really just to let somebody borrow it for 1 or 2 days, because you're really then enticing them to want more, because they have an awesome experience, and then it's taken away from them. They're like, wow, that was so amazing. They recognize the difference the next night. They were sleeping on it. That the biomat really did make a difference. We'll talk more about that actually in I think session 4, about the power and potential of loaning out your biomat. So streamlining when you're talking to people, the specific application of the biomat that could help them. This is very important for targeting, because the biomat is such a universal healing tool. So it's about listening to what the potential client's needs are. 95% of the time, the client will elicit the information you need to tailor what aspects about the biomat you should share with them. You know, for instance, if you're with somebody who you're talking to, who is really, let's say, is an athlete. Well, you know that you should then not necessarily target around how the biomap can support people who are working with long-term chronic diseases like cancer or hepatitis or something. You know that it's time to actually break out your knowledge that's more around how the sports medicine side, so to speak, of the biomat could really help them. And, so, you know, being able to tune into the person's needs is really going to get you right into the niche of how this can support them specifically, right? Because it's great to hear, like, okay, the biomat covers all of this range of what it can do for people. But when people start to hear the exact thing that they need, then it's when their whole being perks up and they're really attentive and they're listening. Because you've now just bottom-lined it down to the core point where they're ready and open for more growth, more healing around, more support. But we want to really be able to target that. And your way to target, of course, is to first have enough of a general broadband understanding of all of the different components and values, places of expertise that the biomat can target. So that really becomes your homework in all of this. When you're grounded enough in the different many benefits of the biomat, then you've got like this huge authentic place where you can dial in what support a specific person is needing in the moment. So that's really going to help. So much about this is just like the biomat is key tied into healing the whole being at the body, mind, and emotional level. We're going to talk a little more about that in a moment. So it is true that it's key for you to have each of those components operating when you're sharing or selling a biomap. When you're sharing about it, you have the mind component, skillful means in the mental department of the biomap, meaning you have specifics and the knowledge about what it can do. Then there's the mind level, the the body level is, are you anchored and grounded in this authentically? And people do feel that. That's so real for people. If having a deep experience in healing your own body and you're in a place of expanding your health and your consciousness from the biomat, people feel that. The body level, and that can really be centered with an understanding of the emotional quality and tone of how you express and share about this. That people need to feel your authenticness around it. So those are the three touchstones of being effective in sharing the biomat. A little tidbit of information I'd like to share. This is something that has been so, it pops open my heart when I hear this. And it's something that my dear friend and upline, Amber Leah Monaghan, she shared with me literally just like a month ago. And it gave me a whole different relationship with the biomat and the company. And I think this is also important for us. When we feel aligned with the intention of the company itself and the quality of how they are treating this product, it really gets us into resonance with this as something we want to share more. So what I had heard from her is that the workers at the mine, which can be up to 50 people, at the Amethyst mine itself in Korea, which the owners of the company actually own the mine itself, that when they harvest the amethyst and they actually bring it all up before it goes out and is distributed over to the warehouse, these 50 people circle around the crystals. They pray for world peace, global healing, and that only positive energy is going to outsource from these crystals and the products that are made with these crystals. Tune in with that. That's such a, for me and I, for a lot of people, that is, it strikes a very deep alignment and resonance in me when I feel the impeccableness of a company and what their original source intention is and how they operate from point A to point B. After they pray on it, then the amethyst is cured with a salt water clearing wash. Isn't that so rewarding to hear the level of consciousness that's brought into this product? There are so many of these, even some of these more alternative health products, they may not be made because they're mass produced at such a big level. They may not be made with this production in their heart. So we have such an extraordinary technology we're working with here. There's been so much love put into the design of this device. If anyone here has ever heard Calvin Kim, who's the owner of the company, you've probably felt his genuine heart and depth of passion for affecting people's lives with more health. I mean, that's really what he's here doing. There's such a synergy and intricate weave between the different components specifically chosen to incorporate into the mat. For instance, the proven studies on how much longer people live when they are exposed to touch and warmth, exchange of infrared energy, which is what the feeling of body warmth shared is, which on some level that's the biophysics of it, we're sharing infrared radiance across the membrane of the skin. And it's the primary part of Calvin's intrigue to create this product, which he said is biologically producing some of the same elements that love produces in our lives. He expresses that this component of the mat produces similar biological and emotional well-being that love also provides us. It's just as important in the biomass application as all the other immune system boosting properties and healing from diseases that the biomat is capable of. Look at that. Love is at the center of this. I'd like to go through now. Does anyone have any questions, first of all, before we proceed? And if you do, just push one on your touch-tone phone. So I've gotten so many questions about what the different settings are for, and people asking what's more effective, you know, higher or lower setting. But actually, the different settings affect us in different ways. And that's something to really get in tune with, not only for trying it out for yourself, but being able to share that with people. For instance, the highest temperature on the setting, let's say you were to do a 40-minute session. Now, some of us have done that, and we know that we have a very intense experience. It's much different than just being on the lower settings. And what's happening is our body's actually creating heat shock protein. Calvin has gone into this very specifically, how the creation of this heat shock protein is what is inducing the cells to increase, for our body to increase the T cells, which are our immune system fighting, our fighting bodies inside of us. So that is a very different experience. Like when we enter that stage in the our system, where our body starts to create this heat shock protein. That's a very potent detoxifying agency that's happening. Now, if we were to just put it on too green, which a lot of people, I say, that's a great place to sleep overnight, all night on too green, or the third setting, which the old control box is the first yellow. Now, the too green is slightly lower than the body temperature, now, which seems a little confusing because you're still feeling minor warmth from it. Very delicious feeling. But actually, it goes slightly below our own body's temperature. But the properties of infrared make this a whole different experience in the body. And really, that setting is actually, as Calvin Kim said, the owner, it's very similar to the Schumann frequency of the warmth frequency of the body warmth. And this is an awesome place to be generating very long-range healing, whole system healing. Sleeping, as we know, is the most conducive place for healing of the body. And that's what we're doing while we're sleeping anyway. 60 times more so than our awake state. That's what's happening while we're sleeping, this healing process. So when we introduce an actual healing technology into our sleep at this level and putting it in this lower Schumann warmth frequency, it's an amazing healing of the body. So it really is important to actually use the biomat wisdom more wisely by knowing what the settings target and how they access different components of your own healing in your biology. And, of course, to be able to share informally with others. Each person that is a potential receiver of a biomat has different needs that they're targeting. Some of their true needs, they do not have answers or knowledge about. That is why you are bringing that knowledge to them, right? Some people actually, they're dealing with an issue, but they don't have the answers, and they actually don't even know what they need. So that is part of the gift you're bringing. Not just that they need the biomat, but that the biomat is actually creating the conditions of in their body that they need for healing. That's what you can be able to share with them. So you see, in this regard, I just want to share with you what I like to do in order to maximize the various benefits. Since I rarely get on the mat during the daytime, because I'm a busy guy, almost all of my biomat use is more in the night on my bed. What I will do, because I really deeply value the potent higher level settings on the biomat is I'll start with that maybe for 30 minutes to an hour, really high setting while I'm going to sleep, and then I'll kind of wake up when my body feels and says it's ready to turn it down, and then I'll turn it down and sleep on it for the rest of the night into the morning, and then actually right before I'm really wanting to actually get out of bed, I'm kind of in my first stirrings of the morning, I'll put it back onto that high setting for about half an hour before I actually rise out of bed. I'm getting that deep therapeutic or high intensity experience with the biomat. So that's just a tip and trick for my own internal personal use. One thing I want to just share before we go into more of the practical stuff is why this is such a powerful tool is that the company has specifically tried to design it to similar shape as the human infrared. Human body infrared rays are operated at about 32 billion hertz. Now, what's even just as important is that's the vibration. Now, the frequency size that it generates, our bodies generate in the realm from 5 to 11 micron level length. So that's the frequency range of our own human infrared. That's important because there are thousands of different sizes or kinds of infrared rays. But truly the best kind for you is that which is most similar to what you produce. That is what they are targeting with using the amethyst, because amethyst is the only stone or medium that they found to conduct and then create this higher range of micron level, which is 6.8. 0.8 microns falls within that 5 to 11 micron length thread. You see how that's super dialed in, targeting very specifically. Yeah, so that's another great thing to be able to share with people too, in your little toolbox, letting people know just like how superior this product is compared to like infrared sauna, which so many people tell me, oh yeah, I know, I've got an infrared sauna, I've been in the infrared, you know. And to let people know, this is not the same as infrared. This is levels more profound and levels more effective than infrared sauna. All right. So let's go ahead and break out our order forms, everybody. We're going to tune in with, I'm just going to go through it in a pretty quick way, unless we have any questions. So if I see anybody touch number one on their telephone, I'm gonna let them chime in, and we'll have questions be answered. But generally, let's look at this together. You have been given ten sheets in your distributor kit to write your orders on, and if actually, let's just talk about how many different ways you can place an order, because there's three different ways that this parent company, Richway International, who we're all part of here, three different ways that between me and my avenues and them, there are offerings of how we can create orders. Number one, yes, you can either print an order form from the company online through richwayusa.com, and that's a great thing. And part of your homework for this next week is actually to go and register for your own online registration through the company, so you're going to be able to create online order forms. But you can also just print out an order form. If you ever run out of your 10 sheets, can either buy more from the company or you can just print them out by going to their website. Anyway, so that is one way to do it. Also, you can direct them to your back office, which everybody can have, and that's one of the things of homework for this week as well, is if you're interested in a back office, meaning you have full disclosure and ability to use a duplicate of my website that will become your website. They can either order from your back office or from my website. Place the order there. But remember, your back office and my direct site do not actually place orders. What they are doing is simply capturing the customer's information. This is because the company is the one who charges their credit card, and also because you must decide where you wish to place the new customer in the binary matrix downline before you actually bring the order to the company. Okay, and the third way that you can place an order is to actually go to Richard's site and order through their online order form. What we're going to do today is to actually look at your distributor kit physical order form, which are pretty similar to the online order, just with one small variation, really. So let's look at that. At the very top, you're going to see the RI number on the top right. This is absolutely the essential information that you will have to give the company if you ever want to track somebody's order. Somebody that has bought a biomat through you, they're going to ask for your RI number. Literally, sometimes they have a hard time if you just give somebody's name. Okay, this is kind of your straight direct access. You're going to make it a lot simpler for yourself, too, if you're able to always have this information ready for Richway if you ever have to talk to them on the phone and find something about an order, or let's say somebody's been waiting for their biomat to arrive and it hasn't shown up yet, you can ask and track it with their shipping department. You're going to want to have the RI number, and that's what that number is on the top right. Now, the next thing down we see there is the application information. Okay, that's the actual person who is receiving this biomat. You see their social security number is asked for. Now, I will tell you, this is a piece of information because I know myself, I don't necessarily always like to give that out everywhere. And a lot of people are not comfortable with giving their social security number out. So it's important to know that you do not have to receive that information from somebody. That is only essential when somebody is going to become a distributor themselves. If they're getting joyous about making this a business potential for themselves and they want to become a distributor and buy the distributor kit like you have, the only time you'll need to record their social security number. All right, the obvious stuff, the email address, the name, the contact telephone number, which this is important that you always ask your client. Provide the telephone number that UPS can call you if they have any shipping questions. So we want to make sure that we get their most accessible phone number here. Shipping is, of course, next down there. And then we go to a whole other box within the order form called sponsor information. The sponsor is you. You're the being sponsoring this sale with this new client. So this is where you put your information. Now here you see it does also ask for social security number, and that's your social security. You will have had to have given because you became a distributor. So this is also the easy way that they track you in their system. All right, that's kind of the only main thing that might be a thing to talk about. The next thing down is placement information. Now, this is very important because it's the detailed information of where you are going to actually position this new sale in your downline. Within your binary matrix, you will have either started with one business center, two, or three, most likely. Some people started with more if they made really big initial sale, a receiving of a, let's say, a queen size mat or something. But this is where you would put on your left or right leg of one of your business centers, or somebody that's already below you, you're going to place their information. So let's say, for instance, that you've already made a couple sales. Below your number one business center, you've already got Johnny, and on your left side, and on your right side of your number one business center, you've got Sue. Sue's already been placed below you. So this next third sale, you can't actually place it exactly below you as the placement information. You're actually going to place it below Johnny or Sue. And that is where you're going to actually put their info. And again, you're going to see here social security numbers asked for, but this is not important. This is not essential for you to place there. What is essential, of course, is to place John Doe's information for the name, because we're placing this new order directly underneath him, because John is underneath your number one business center. Now, extension, okay, let's actually go to number of account, which is on the lower left part of this box. You see how it says each $500 of Richway products equates to one business account. All right, so let's take the example of Johnny Doe, who bought a biomat with a pillow, with the full package deal. That cost $1,700. So that means you're going to enter three there, because each $500, we accrue one point, or one business center there. John bought more than $1,500, and so that means, because 500 plus 500 plus 500, you're going to place the number three there. Moving over to the right, we see extension number. So that is Johnny's extension now. Let's say John actually bought a full package. So you see that John has a 1, 2, and a 3 business center. And we're going to actually place this on John's number 2 leg, left leg, just as an example. So we're going to actually put extension number 2. That means if his business center number 2, it's on his left side. Okay. Any questions around that? All right. So next is description of the actual items that they're buying. And you see item number. Now, you will find that in your distributor kit is an actual sheet that has a list of every single product that the company sells. And you'll see an actual number that equates with that. Like the Biomat Professional Size is 1101. So that's where you're going to place item number, and you'll place description. And for those who are, let's say, making a sale of somebody who's buying the Biomat who also has that $100 discount for a therapeutic license or some kind of certificate that they can prove that they're going to use this therapeutically, that gives them $100 off. What you're going to need to put in that description box is Biomat Professional, and then put in parentheses this certificate. It's going to make that crucial difference of that $100 off. So you'll see in unit price, then of course you would put $1,350 there instead of $1,450. All right. Now you'll see below that sales tax, hallelujah, there's only one state out of the 50 that you'll be making sales that actually requires tax. Otherwise, there's no other state besides Hawaii where you have to factor in tax. Okay. You're going to also see something in your distributor kit that goes over the amount for shipping handling for each of the products. So you need to find that value on that sheet in the distributor kit. Important to note that if the person purchasing the mat has a different billing address, this is on their area where it says still following if applicant is not cardholder. That is where you are going to place their information, their billing address. Self-explanatory, the next steps are just taking their credit card payment. And you'll see here it says also cardholder name, then authorized signature. Now, very oftentimes you're not making a sale with somebody directly where you're filling out this order form with them. So you do not have to actually get their signature. Maybe you're taking this order over the phone. You can leave the authorized signature blank. Final line there we see is representative signature. And obviously that is you. You are the representative, so it's for you to sign the paper. Those are the basics of placing an order. Now, one thing I want to say is that you might be placing this order online, and if you are, your RI number is going to be generated after you click on the sale, okay? So not until the sale is made is an RI number given to you. That RI number, you're going to want to keep. And especially, that's something that also, if you're just printing out an order form, it's going to also generate an RI number, and you have to place that RI, that top first empty space that says RI, you're going to have to write in the RI number that the online printable order form generates for you. But I will also say it's very important is to save all of your customers' emails, and of course, you're probably going to have that if you're only making these print, these order sheets. If you're using the order form sheet, these physical sheets, you're naturally going to have that on the sheet. But when you place an order online, you actually will get somewhat of a receipt or invoice after the card is processed and approved. It's going to generate something for you that looks like a receipt, but it only gives certain information. For one thing is it does not show their email. And I've had it before where I've forgotten to write down that person's email, and I save all of these online order forms by just clicking Save As, and it says there's a web form. You're going to want to do that too, because that's going to be your only place that you may have all of, kept all of the information. So think of your order form, save it online as your receipt. Very essential. But what it does not have is the email of your client who purchased the mat. So you are going to want to potentially have a make your own list of emails, because these are valuable customers that you want to follow up with. They have questions that who knows what, that you might need to have their email to connect with them. Just a little tidbit there. All right. I'd like to just say that at the end of this call, if you know you want to have your own back office, please respond back to me from the instructions in the homework that I'm going to provide you about how to set this up. Please respond to it and send that as an email back to me. And this is such a valuable potential asset to have your own business back office, your own website, basically, that you can refer potentially interested people to. Because some people, after they hear about the biomap through you, guess what? If they did not, if you did not make it clear that they should contact you directly, this has happened to me before. They just Google, because the all-powerful Google is where everybody instantly kind of unconsciously goes to sometimes. Like 3 months down the line, they've kind of been thinking about it for a while, and they finally like, I'm ready to buy my biomap. And they just Google biomap. And guess what? Your website, your back office, and neither mine either, is going to come up as the first three on the Google search engine. So they're probably just going to go straight to that, click, and buy it there. And you just lost your sale. But it's important that you keep in tune with people, potentially having this back office for free that I'm giving you, that you can give that specific URL link that they can type in when they're ready on their laptop or computer to go and ready to purchase. And they don't call you directly to make the sale. They just go straight to your back office. Important one and essential asset. So call me or email me if you want to have that set up. So let's go into a little bit of a better understanding of what a business center is. Now there is kind of so much in the structural format of the binary matrix and the compensation plan, the business side of the biomat, that people kind of get overwhelmed or confused around some of these terms. Okay, so let's have a better understanding of what a business center is. Business center is an individually owned binary structure that accrues points for residual income. Okay, and you receive your business center when you first bought your own product. You received one, two, or three according to what you bought. A mini mat, just that would be one, or a biomat, professional size, that'd be two, or a biomat with a pillow. That'd be three business centers that you accrued when you entered into your business. A distributor. So each of these business centers accrues points that will then eventually create residual income in the form of $400 binary bonus reward bonus. The business center itself has a left and a right leg. That is the basic geometry and structure that starts to create as you have more and more business centers and place people underneath your business centers. Will create somewhat of looking like a triangle or pyramid. Some other terms used in the company, downline. I often talk about this because that is who you all are as distributors that have now become part of my downline. It refers to all of my team members, then will be your team members eventually when you start to build your business. That you have recruited or who have joined the program after you did and whose sales or referrals also generate income for you. Team members own business centers as well that are anywhere below your number one business center or two or three if you started with three. Okay, now likewise then we have your upline. So I am your upline. But all of the team members that own business centers above your number one business center are connected to it, are all part of your upline. So that means Amareya's upline, and then who is Amber, Ambe, and then Ambe's upline is Amber and so forth. They're all connected, and the beauty and blessing of the multi-level marketing matrix is that every time you sell something, it accrues points that trickle up and all the way up through, and I get those points that can then convert to $400 bonuses. But guess what? Everybody above me, too, which I'm sure is hundreds of levels deep or high, they all are receiving from every sale that you create. Another then term to speak to is binary bonus commission. The distributors earn a commission based on the sales efforts of their business, which includes their independent sale efforts, as well as the leveraged sale efforts of their downline, so all of the people below you who may become distributors and start selling as well. The binary bonus is this $400 commission check that will come in the mail for you, extra dollars that are paid on the performance that you make with these points that accrue in each of your business centers. All right. Binary bonuses, in my view, are really the most lucrative aspect of this company's level marketing structure, because it is in the binary bonuses that you can accrue $400, $800, $1,200 on multiple business centers. In one sale, you could actually trigger $800 on one of your business centers, and then the point continued to trickle up with the sale you made, and they actually go up. Let's say if you had three business centers, they go up through the first business center, maybe your number three, and then they trickle up. And if you're looking at your distributor kit, you're going to see that brochure that shows the actual visualization of this. It's going to trickle up always to your number one, which is the top of your pyramidal structure. So you might be triggering a $400 binary bonus on that first business center that you placed it below, but then you might trigger it as it accrues points upwards also on your number one business center. You might trigger a $400 binary as well. So you just made $800 from that one sale, plus your commission check in general, which you get a percentage of each sale, and plus the actual product certificates that are created from each sale too. We'll talk a little more about that later. So these bonuses will happen often without you knowing. And you know why that is? It's because people below you are actually making sales, and they are creating these points within your business centers as they ride the wave up, all the way up your upline team, all the way to the beginning of all businesses of Richway, the first initial distributors. So by going to expos or events together, or hosting a biomat sharing night with interested people, or helping each other out with sales in different ways, these are the ways that you can create leverages and blessing of teamwork in action, because you can strategically place, if a sale is made with somebody that helped make a sale with you, they, both of you will still get points for that sale as they accrue upwards on their pathway up through maybe your business centers and then up through your let's say me, if you were going to an expo and we shared a booth, for instance, and we together made a sale. That's how this company can still reward people who made a sale together. All right. So all points travel up like a river through each business center they touch. First sale, let's say, you sell earned. Let's look at how each of these points, as they go up, they remain at each center that they touch as they flow upwards, right? So on your business center, let's say you made a sale last month of a biomat professional package with a pillow. That's 3 points that are accrued and stored in that particular business center. Now, just let's say today you placed another order of just a biomat by itself. That counts for 2 points. So those 2 points are now added to that 3 points that you accrued and generated a month ago from that initial first sale. So all points flow infinitely upward, even beyond and above your own network that you know about. And again, these points remain and wait at each business center until they accrue a minimum of 6 bonus points on the left leg, 6 bonus points on the right leg. The great thing is that there's no cutoff, there's no expiration, there's no quota, and there is no time limit to you generating these 6 points on the left and 6 points on the right, that will create the $400 binary bonus. So if you are hovering right at that place where you've got, let's say, 5 points on the left leg and 6 points on the right leg, and you only need one more point on that left side to reach that 6 and 6 points that will create the $400, you may not get that sale for another 6 months. But those points are waiting no matter what for you. They don't expire, okay? That's actually a very distinctly different thing than some other MLM, multi-level marketing structures. Okay, so once a bonus check on any of your business centers pays out, let's say you finally just triggered that 6 and 6 on the left and right, okay, bingo, that then creates that $400 binary bonus, and then your points will zero out. They'll go back to 0 on the left side, 0 on the right side, and you'll be able to start again to rack up those points. So whoever is the sponsor or the salesperson will receive commissions and points. Those are kind of the two main things that you're getting from the company. Everyone in the path above them where the sale is placed will receive points as well. So that means every time you make a sale, Amareya also receives the same amount of points going up through all of my business centers, and I have many. I don't just have the initial three that I started out with. So each business center, points roll by and touch will hold and maintain those points. Everyone in your network benefits from each other's sales. That's why we can all help each other get paid for these weekly bonus checks. All right, I'd like to just kind of end with strategies and placements. Because this is what's going to be the difference between you making, let's say, $1,000 and potentially $2,000 in a given month, is how you strategize where you're placing your new sale. The bonuses are paid out weekly on the business centers that have a minimum of 6 points on the left and the right. The reason that strategizing placements of your distributors is important, the people below you, is because you'll be able to reap the benefits of your distributor sales in the future. So you're going to want to place distributors evenly on the left and right side of your business center. Well, let's just use the word, I'm saying distributor because potentially they're going to also become a distributor and make this a business, but that may not be so. A lot of your sales are just going to be the people in need of the healing of the biomat. They have no interest in business. So you're going to want to place people in general evenly on the left and the right side. By placing them in a balanced way, it's going to help you generate more checks from the sales. For example, let's say you have someone you know who works at a chiropractor's office, who's very enthusiastic, outgoing, ready to become a biomat distributor. They have a high potential to sell many mats. Okay? So you got to think, they potentially will be generating points for you. Now, next week, let's say, then, you meet somebody at a business conference on manifesting your ultimate dream or something, who realizes that the biomat is their perfect channel for generating their highest desire. Okay, now you've got two high-level potential distributors. You want to make sure they are placed strategically so that they are balancing the flow of points that accrue from their sales as they travel up to your business centers. Ultimately, you will want to place one of them under your number two business center. If you've got the triangle of 1, 2, 3 business centers that most people and that I recommend you start out with by having enough product, $1,500 worth of product, generate that first triad of business centers. So you're going to want to place one of those high-level potential distributors on your number two side, one under your number three side. So that's your number one center is racking up points equally on both sides. So that you're always accruing 6 points on the left and the right, and they're triggering those binary bonuses. This is absolutely key strategy placement. Placements can be a way to empower how your team works and earns together. You'll always want to you will want people who work together to be placed together, because that's going to empower groups to work closer and benefit from each other's sales. For example, two distributors could host an evening house demo event and share commissions, and that way they both receive the bonus points made from that evening, right? That's a good idea to group distributors together who live in the same city, even if they don't know each other, since sometime eventually they might start to have an alliance together. For example, let's say Sue and Jill had an event together. They sold biomass. Now they both have 6 points on their right side. So when they individually make sales, they will want to put those individual sales on their left side. See, what happened is kind of exclusively create the sales made from group events to be placed on your right side, and then you're going to have to start generating your individual sales on your left side to kind of keep up with any group sales that are made. Or let's say you are at a chiropractor office. It's a good idea to sign up the front desk person and other doctors in the office so that everyone can benefit as sales are made. Or let's say you're selling to people at a yoga studio, and the students and the teachers can start to work together so that everyone is earning business points and bonus checks. All right, so this is just talking about ways to understand how it's all about strategizing potential people that might also sell the biomat below you, so that you're continually thinking in your mind the potential of how to balance, like, okay, I think this is going to be a really lucrative salesperson below me, and I'm going to couple that with this new sale that I'm going to put on the other side, the right side leg, compared to that left side, because that person below you on your left side, you're seeing that they're generating sales and they're helping you get points. Okay. Remember that the Richway company has designed the binary matrix in a way where selling the full professional package with the pillow is the ideal purchase. Literally in the mathematical design of the matrix, how this binary matrix works. If you look at all the literature for distributors, it'll show the example of selling this professional package. Is that? It's because that's what generates 3 points for business centers. Those 3 points, if you look at the most optimal sale, if you place things right, correctly, and strategize, after 4 sales of that full package, which creates 3 points, you're going to have 6 on the left and 6 on the right if you strategize and place it right. So you see how if you're to keep selling just the biomat package, you're going to accrue 3 points compared to just selling the biomat, which only makes 2 points. And literally it's going to take 6 sales instead of 4 sales if you were only selling just the biomat without the pillow before you trigger a $400 binary bonus. Really, that is the ideal of marketing and promoting. Simply sharing from the standpoint of selling the full package is what I want to just touch in a little bit before we end here. And if you haven't bought a full package, I'd really like you to consider buying the professional size mat if you only bought the mini mat. And if you only bought the professional size mat, buy the pillow. If you haven't bought the pillow, because you're going to want to sell that potential all-in-one product package of the professional biomat with the pillow, because that's what creates 3 points in your matrix. And really, you want to be able to demo that full package so that people at least see their options, right? They actually see what they potentially could get. And if they're not able to, then maybe they just are going to get the biomat without the pillow, or maybe they just get the mini mat. But if you have only got the mini mat to demo to people, people are going to have a beautiful experience and go, well, I'll just buy the mini mat because that's what they had their first initial experience on. They think, well, this is all I know, so it's what I'm going to get. I don't know that the biomat and pillow is going to be an even more powerful experience. So they just default maybe to buying what you have demoed for them. So as a distributor, really consider buying that full package so that you can offer and show and represent the biomat in its full form. All right. At this point, do we have any questions? I know we've gone over a little bit in our hour, but I just want to wrap it up and see if anyone's got questions. Press 1 on your phone if you do. All right. Hopefully this has been clear for you, and you've gotten a little more detailed understanding of how that internal infrastructure of the business works. And if you don't, of course, you can always call me. You can always email me, and I'll touch in deeper with you. And, of course, it's very important to actually look at the visual binary compensation plan that you've received in your distributor kit. Really going to be a critical way for you to understand and get a little more versed before you start making many more sales, to know how it all works big and efficiently. Thank you, everybody, for taking the time to have this number 2 teleconference session, and we'll look forward to next Thursday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time again. Hello, blessings.
You are currently the only person in this conference.